MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Sean Saunders, founder Revix. Sean, appreciate the early morning time. Back in May, we were talking about altcoins, alt crypto coins, and you casually mentioned Solana, and I went and did some digging. I didn't buy any. It's up, I think, eightfold since you mentioned it in May. It's about 80-fold up year to date. Total market cap over 50 billion. This is, having sort of dug around, I went and I saw some of the projects running on it. This is the evolution of crypto as blockchain, perhaps more than currency, and this is what Solana is offering, and hence the enthusiasm for it. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, I think that is, and thanks very much for having me this morning. So just before we started this segment of the podcast, you were talking about supply chains.
Yeah.
And if you start thinking about blockchain and the ability to impact areas outside of just maybe moving value, I mean, I think people get caught up with the idea of what a currency is supposed to do, and probably the name cryptocurrency is actually a bit of a misnomer. It should probably be a crypto asset. But if you're looking at solving supply chains, getting involved with the world of DeFi, you need blockchain infrastructure, right? So blockchain networks that can sort of power this evolution. And that's really where Solana comes in. And I mean, if you look at sort of what's happened with Ethereum over the last while, Ethereum's kind of become a victim of its own success. It's got so much popularity, so many people are building on top of it, that it's become almost impossible to use. Just for reference, you know, we tried to execute a very basic transaction on the Ethereum network yesterday at Revix, and we had to pay over $300 for that transaction. And just for reference sake, using Solana would have cost us less than 2 US cents. So $300 to 2 US cents. And the Solana blockchain is far more scalable than Ethereum. So this has led to a lot of application developers, to a whole lot of protocols and platforms moving over from the likes of Ethereum and moving to Solana. And I mean, another cryptocurrency which is actually very similar to Solana is Cardano, which has also been doing really well over the last few months.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you know, Bitcoin is 10 years ago, it was new and innovative, but the network was slow. They put a sort of lightning and infrastructure over it to try and improve that. Solana's come in. It's about that speed and about the price. In essence, it's I suppose it's technology, but also as we become aware of what we want to use these crypto assets, and I like that distinction, we're moving it forward, and that Solana solves it. And then I can't help wondering, I mean, you mentioned Cardano, you know, if we chat in a year or three's time, perhaps there's yet another one which is better, faster, cheaper, and slicker.
Oh, completely. And I mean, this is the entire narrative that we've had at Revix. I mean, not to be punting our products or anything, but I'm going to do it here. The idea really with our top 10 bundle, really, which provides exposure to the top 10 cryptocurrencies, is to do exactly that. It's to say, you can't guess which of these cryptocurrencies are going to be the big success stories of the future, right? You've got Chainlink, which is looking to sort of solve a very big problem in the crypto space where you link different blockchains, because currently, you know, the Bitcoin blockchain can't really communicate to the Ethereum network or Solana. So Chainlink's looking essentially to be able to have information transfer between them. Polkadot's doing something very similar. Then you've got the likes of Ethereum, Cardano, Solana that are coming in and doing something very different in terms of a sort of blockchain as a service offering. And you know, the market's sort of speaking for itself. Bitcoin dominance, which shows the total value of Bitcoin relative to all the other cryptocurrencies in existence, has gone from 71% at the start of the year to 41% today. And this is just showing that, you know, even though Bitcoin's up nearly 250% over the last 12 months, you've seen so much value created in the alternative cryptocurrencies. And I like what you mentioned earlier. You said, you know, this is sort of the evolution of this technology. And it's quite important to remember that cryptocurrencies, or if we can call them crypto assets, are really technology. They are like programs, right? So you're looking at the Windows 95s at the moment of the crypto world, right? Fast forward and you start looking at maybe the Windows 10s. And that's really where things get exciting. And the likes of Solana, the likes of Cardano, you know, we recently launched Cardano on our platform. We're actually launching Solana, and we'll be the first platform to do that in South Africa this Friday. But these cryptocurrencies are known as version 3 cryptos. So they're sort of a third generation of cryptocurrencies that are meant to be cheaper to use, more scalable, and, you know, just all around better for the environment as well, which is now, you know, another big point of concern in the crypto space. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. And it is an evolution in Windows 95. Of course, it still means we've got to get through Windows 2007, which was a horror one. But we'll worry about that when it gets there. My fun stat of the day is that an investor put just over $3 million into Solana as seed capital 3.5 years ago. It's now worth almost $14.5 billion. That's Sean Saunders, founder at Revix. Appreciate the early morning time.